Shmaitza Shia, Thursday night. Or Lechof Hey or Chof Vov Eor. I never have it straight. Or Lechof Vov. Thank you. Thank you. Or Lechof Eor, Sunday night. It's not Negeos. We're going to start 8:05 from now on, but we're getting back our 5 minutes because Meyerov's 8:45 starting Sunday night. So we're going to start 8:05 in deference to those. Maybe from 8 to 8:05 we'll make a say that a chaz of yesterday's learning. Ooh, how would you like that? 8 to 8:05 we'll chaz of what we learned the day before. That's a very good idea. Shkoyach! Okay, a few points. A few points. I don't think we'll end up going weiter today. Shlomo Zalman. Okay, what happened here? The Shmaitzer made a point about a woman that didn't know if she salted the meat first or not. That the Shmaitzer says it's mutter because it's a suffix derabbanon, because dam shem molcho ubishlo is only mit derabbanon and suffix derabbanon lekula. The Nekudas HaKesef says, but there's a cheskos iser, and we pointed out that the wording of the Nekudas HaKesef is really it has chazaka shalom nimlach, which the Shmaitzer ignores. The point is, and this is important to know, that b'mokam cheskos iser, you don't say suffix derabbanon lekula, and that's the shach's kasha. So what do you mean suffix derabbanon? It's b'cheska shalom nimlach. You forgot if she was meleach. So the Shmaitzer says, according to me, there's no cheskos iser because the dam is in the meat. So it's really a taruvos. Right, it's not that meat that wasn't salted is also to eat. Meat that wasn't salted is also to eat because of the blood inside of it. So you can't apply cheskos iser. Shmaitzer is an across-the-board, non-racist, equal opportunity. In other words, you don't say cheskos heter and you don't say cheskos iser. They both work. Okay. Says the Rav Shlomo Zalman, L'chari yesh l'chalek tuva Meharosh Gabe Nikur. There's a big difference between this. Oh, because the Shmaitzer had brought a riot, as you saw it, from the Rosh, where you don't know if you're Menaker, the Bosser, from the Gid. And the Rosh says it's Mutter because Roy Mitsuyanates on Nikur Mumchenhein, and you don't have a Cheskos Iser. You don't have a Cheskos Iser because. And L'chayr, the Rosh says the Shmaitzer's reasoning. So that's the Rosh by Nikur Hagid. Then the Taz implies that same, and the Shmaitzer says that's in the Taz, that if you're not sure if you're a Meleachid, it's Mutter, because it's a Tzavik Drabonon, and there's no Cheskas Iser. Right? L'chari Yesh L'chalik Tuva from the Rosh. What?
By Gid he said on the Yerech, there's a Cheskas Heter, right?
By Yerech and the Gid, no, the Rosh said also there's no Cheskas Iser. The Rosh said there's no Cheskas Iser.
He said there's Cheskas Heter on the Yerech, Kula, after the Shkita. That was the
whole
animal is
b'chesed chaya.
Yeah.
Then we're talking about the gid.
The
gid has no cheskos
iser.
The yerech is mutter because roiv mitzuyin etzel nikur mumchen hein. The reason you don't say it's a cheskos iser, just like by an animal, where it's also roiv mitzuyin etzel shchita mumchen hein, but yet what would win out in case of a suffix is behemah b'chayeho b'cheskos iser imedes. So that's a behemoth, taka becheskos iser imedes, because the behemoth transformed from iser to heter through the shechita.
The shechita.
But the
after the shechita, he says, yeah,
but the gid and the
kula becheskos heter he chutz min a gid hilkachemirin do ab misaskim nikro mumchim hen. I can't understand.
Yeah. Okay. The yerech meaning the meat.
Yeah.
He says the loshim becheskos heter. It means it was mutter. It's always mutter. That's okay, the yisod. It's mutter, mutter, mutter. Rav Shlomo Zalman says as follows. So you have the Rosh says. There's no cheskos iser on the gid, presumably because of the Shmaitzer's yosoid, and then the Shmaitzer tushels that to the Taz, where a woman forgot to be meleach the meat, or she wasn't sure if she was meleach or not. So we drop on a lekula, and there's no cheskos iser. L'chari yesh l'chalek tuva from the Rosh by Nikur, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, and he, Rav Shlomo Zalman is. Does bring in this cheskas shalom nukar. He says, by nikar, he says, over there, it's shayach to aserit because huchzak habasa shaloi nukra oid. If you saw it was manukar, that was the case there. Because there you would theoretically have Cheska Shalo Nukra. That's how he says it. If you see it was, the case of the Rosh is you saw it was Manukar and you don't know if it was Manukar Yafe. So you say, Rei Mitzuyan, because you don't have a Cheska Shaloi Nukra because you saw someone was sitting there being Menakarit. That's the case there. Mashengi by Malicha, you don't know if it was salted at all, so that the Cheska Shaloi Nimlacha. So the Rosh is not Mesayeya the Taz. What I don't understand, and that's really the words of the Nekudas HaKesef, but this really removes the whole thing out of the realm of the Shmaitz's Yesoid Bechlau. In other words, whenever you would have such a Chazaka, you don't always have it, you know, if you have a Taruvais, so you don't have such a Chazaka, but whenever you would have such a thing like meat, when you have to do a Pu'ula, we pointed it out too, and the Lashon HaTaz really makes it removed from the Shmaitz's Yesod. I mean, the Lashon HaShach, I'm sorry. The Lashon HaShach, that Tain is on the Taz, but there's a Cheska Shalo Nimlacha. Whenever you have to do a Pu'ula, there is such a thing as Becheska Shalo Nimlacha. Becheska's, the action to be matter, it wasn't done. It refers to the action.
You're elevating where the Chazaka is defined.
Chazaka's a very flexible. You're framing the Chazaka not as Cheskas Isser, but as Becheska Shalo Nimlacha. You don't know if you were Meleach it or not, so it's Becheska Shalo Nimlacha. That's it. By Teruvus you don't have. By Teruvus you can't say that. So you're agreeing or disagreeing? I mamish can't tell. By the Teruvus where he says you can't apply Chazaka in a Sufek Teruvus, so there is no equivalent. You can't reframe the Chazaka in order to get one. That's my point. You can't always you can't reframe the Chazaka. Something fell in and you don't know if there's Shishim with Atlo or not. So again, you can't use Cheska Sissa, you can't use Cheska Set. There are both ways it doesn't work. But you can't reframe. Here, you could reframe it as a Cheska Shalom Nimlachot. Oh, very good. So that's what Shlomo Zalman makes that point. We made that point when we learned it. I'm saying Shlomo Zalman makes the point, but he does it in conjunction with the Rosh. He says, and by the Rosh, there's no such thing as Cheska Shalom Nukra, because it's talking about someone was menakerit and you don't know if he did a good job. Okay. Then he says there's a stir in Taz. The Taz says, an Eid Echad is Nemon to say, because of the Eid Echad Nemon Loim al Boso Shenikra Mechelba, that someone was Menachah the Boso from the Chelet, and it's not called Neged Chazaka. The Taz, why is that a stir in the Taz? Why is it different than... The Taz says you say something good on the cooler. You don't go Bosa Chazaka. By Malicha. So I don't know. Okay, that's enough. I just wanted to point that out. There's Shlomo Zalman. Shlomo Zalman makes that point of reframing the Chazaka. So whenever you come across such a case, you have to know if you could reframe the Chazaka. I don't know why. He makes a chilek, I'm not sure why, and it's not negeh. We can't learn everything that's out there. You have to trust me to pick and choose. This sefer, Milui Shmaitz, a very good sefer. He began on the Shach who claims there is a Cheska Sisser, says, the Shach says there is a Cheska Sisser. So now we've said that the Shach is reframing it as a Cheska Shalo Nimlacha. So he says the Shach is l'shitos, although he says the gam b'nikar hagid, if there's a suffik im nikar olo, ain eid echad lomar shenikro, because it's b'cheska she'ena menukeres. If your suffik is if someone was menakarit, so again you reframe the chazok and it's called cheska she'ena menukeres, and an eid echad is not namon to say, wait, so how is an eid echad ever namon? I don't know. And Eirecha is not Nemer. I guess it's not Biyodo. You need Biyodo. That's a Shmaitz of Vav. That sometimes an Eirecha needs Biyodo, that he's capable of doing it, to be Nemer. Otherwise, he's not Nemer, because it's against the Chazaka.
We had a case earlier that
an Eirecha when it's against the Chazaka, he's not Nemer. Yeah, he will discuss it at length. Machlok, as we've shown him, he'll discuss it at length in Shmaitz of Vav. That's what Shmaitz of Vav is about. Nemonos of an Eirechot against the Chazaka. That's Shmaitz of Vav.
Don't we have another rule, Eirechot and Eirechot?
Yeah, that's what we're talking about. Is that only if it's not against the Chazaka? Okay.
I think a person's better than a Chazaka.
What?
I would think a person's better than a Chazaka.
Chazaka is just the status quo. Then the
they always say Chazaka is status quo. And a person is
told. Okay, the Shmaitz assumes that if you say Chaticha Nasus Nevela, I just, like a mopping up operation here. The Shmaitz assumes, it's very good. I like this forum. I'm trying to give you over just the ideas so we can have a fuller picture of the Inyanim. The Shmaitz assumes for the Dover Pasha that Chaticha Nasus Nevela by other Isurim would only be Midrabanon, a Gzeira because of Basa B'chala. So he brings down here Avalagonar B'kivege B'shevege and the Plesi O'chichu Mitoisus Chulin, that if you hold Chatichat, no, that's by Lach B'lach. I'm talking about the Lasoibin Chatichat Nas Nevela B'shevege Isurim, it's Midrabanon. Okay, that's good to know. Now he says something very interesting here. Otsa Shmuel's yes. Here, there's a famous Chakira of Yisuri Drabonon, Aranissa Chefza, Aranissa Gavra. Hey, you like that, right? It's the Gavra, it's a Chefza. If it's Yisuri Drabonon, it's Gavra Chefza. Now, if you hold Yisurim Dabonon or Yisurim Chefza, so it's very funny. He says, so then if you hold Chaticha Nasus Nevela, so the Shmaitza says, it's only Midrabanan. So the Sefer Beis HaOtzar, I think that's from Reb Yosef Engel, I believe, the Beis HaOtzar from Reb Yosef Engel, points out that, so what? But if it's an Issa Drabonon, if you hold the Issa Drabonon or Issa Chefza, so again, that would allow you, ironically, to open, I say ironically because it sounds more chomer, it's an Issa Chefza, but ironically, that would allow you to apply the Cheskes Heter, because it's an Issa Chefza, the thing has been transformed, albeit Midrabonon, but it's a transformation of the thing, whether it's us or it's Mutter, so then you could use Cheskes Heter. So, Reb Yosef Engel is famous. That's how I know it's Reb Yosef Engel, the famous Chakira discussing if Issa Drabonon is a Chetzer, Issa Gavra. So this point of the Shmaitza, that even if you hold Chaticha Nasus Nevela, but it's only the Drabonon, is really irrelevant. So let it be Drabonon. But if it's only Drabonon or Issa Chetzer, then weiter, you could apply Chazaka, because you're talking about if the thing is Osir or not. So what if it's only Drabonon? But if it's Drabonon, it's also Issa Chetzer. Okay. And finally, very, very interesting. The end of the Shmaitza. I admit I wasn't sure. I think some. Can you eat the food? I said the Shmaitza seems to be saying you cannot eat the food because of no cheskes heter. It got mixed into truma. But it's a kosher eruv. Right, we're talking about the eruv, and the Gemara says it's kosher. And the Gemara is clear it's because of cheskes heter. So when you learn the Gemara, maybe you assume the food is Becheskes Heter. You have a suffix, it's a suffix. So that's an application of Chazaka by a suffix Tarugos. So the Shmaita says, no, the Becheskes Heter is on the Eirah, the Kashrus of the Eirah, which I found, that's what the Shmaita says.
Oh yeah, you think you were explained
that. The Shmaita says.
Okay, exactly.
So, but the food is usher, so, which makes you wonder, how can it be a good, I still don't know, how can it be a good Erev if the food's usher to eat? The Chor of the Erev should be totally in the bottom line of the food. Anyway, so he brings down the Umikomakom linyan isser achila, who does he bring down from? Not 100% sure. It's a liquid safer. Umikomakom linyan isser achila, lo amrina deluke becheskoso, the hoyamutter, the poil bachila, the shom ein al zeshom chalais din. Right? Because it's only, it's heter. The gamacho mutter bachila, the poil yasuli oichloi, mishumatar ruvois. So I guess that's, it's like maybe if the food's locked up. Or that's considered, if the food's locked up, I guess it's still a good area. You just can't get to the food. So he wants to, I think that's what he's implying, that your inability to eat it because of the taruvais is a side point. But like the food is edible, and that's enough to be a good eruv. Okay, I'm surprised no one talks more about it. I looked around about the Erev being kosher. Again, you could. This is another case, by the way, of reframing the chazaka in order for it to work. In other words, I guess if you come across steers to the shmaitzes you sold, you always have to look first if the chazaka can be reframed in a way that there is a chazaka, whether it's laheter or laisser. Like by Erev.
Yeah, we rephrase it, but we still can't eat it.
Yeah, that's a side question.
It's good.
But it's a question. But the side of the teretz is that you can reframe the chazaka in terms of the din of the Erev, not in terms of the food, but in terms of the Erev. You know, you have a way to reframe the chazaka. That's the best way I have of saying it. Now we have a side question. Now I have a question. If you can't eat the food, why would the Erev be kosher? So I guess it's like it's locked up, the food, and you can't get to it, which was like Chesaron and Hechitimtza, as it's called. But for the Erev kosher, it just has to be kosher. It has to be technically accessible, edible food. I mean, even though this case is an Erev where you can't get to it because you can't carry it, it's in a Rishus HaRabim, you want the Erev to be in Rishus HaYochid. But again, there it's blocked by Isser. Here also it's blocked by Isser. I don't know. I looked around this forum. I didn't see anyone discuss this point. How can you have an Erev kosher if you're not allowed to eat the food? I just realized that's also usur. Why is it worse than it's not a good Erev if getting to the Erev entails carrying from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah? It's not a good Erev. It's usur to get to it. See, here also it's usur to eat it. I don't know. Tzorich Iyun, which is the sign of going vital. Perek Ches. Moving on to Shmaitzu Gimel Perek Ches. And now we're back to Chazaka Dahashta. Because of Ataz B'Yoridea, the Taz says in Hilchos Avelus, Zeloshon Okosav Mara Mintz, Misha Shomer Shemes Lomes. Now the din is, if it's Toch Shloshim, you have to sit Shiva. It's called Shmua Krova. But if you heard about the death of one of the seven close relatives, but you heard about it after 30 days, it's called a Shmua Rechoka. Yeah. And you're not mechuyev to sit shiva. You sit shiva for an hour, a minute, like, and that's it. So let's say you're mesupik. Misha shoma shemes lo meis, but he didn't hear exactly when. Ve'eni yodeyem toch shloshim, if it's within the 30 days of his hearing about it. So that would make it a Shmua Krova. Ola Acher Shloshim. He means Kodem Shloshim. More than 30 days back. He is now La Acher Shloshim. But when you say he doesn't know if it happened, I would have said Tok Shloshim or Kodem Shloshim. I'm just being cute.
He's not saying he doesn't know if it happened. He's saying Mishishamalo. He heard.
Yeah, he heard, but he doesn't know when it happened.
No, but he's saying he heard. It could be after. He heard after 30 days.
Yeah. I mean, okay, he's referring to the hearing. Okay. Emchayev lehisabel. The Herich Bazet. So he brings that on the bottom here. That Mestavri, you're not chayev and Avelis, because it's a suffix Drabonon. Avelis is Drabonon, and Avelis has more kulas than a normal drabonon. You go a lot of times lakula when normally you wouldn't go lakula. So you always go
so you always go lakula. Ach, so that's what he says. He would like to be mekel because it's probably a subject to Rabbanon. And anyway, by Avelos, we find there's a klal in the Gemara that you always mekel. Halacha kedivri amekel by Avelos. Ach, and this is now still the Maramins talking. Mitam chazoka nirelo lahachmir. You put the person's death at the latest possible time. This is the Maramins talking. Even though you don't really have a suffix when, I guess, you have a suffix, I guess the suffix is you don't know when he died. You heard he died, you don't know when. What? What? Near a lolach? What? To the Maramins. The Maramins. Schmeitz is talking, I guess. I guess he's not quoting him. But he's still citing. He's citing the Maramins. He's not quoting him, he's citing him. What? Cheskos Chaim, right. Achmetam Chazok Amir Lo Lahachmir. The Tanam Perakoa Get, Amevi Get, if you're a Shliach to bring a Get for a husband. Vihinicho Zoker No Chola. Nos No Lo, he can give it to Becheska Shehu Chaim. The Chazoka says he's still alive. And, right, if he's dead, then there's no Get, and there's no Shlichas, there's no nothing. But you go Boso Chazoka. And even if the guy's a chayla and a zokain, still you go boser and a chazoka, right? And you consider her not a yavam or a shuk, and you assume that the get's a good get. So koshkein, we have no reason to think he died. So we go becheskos chai and he died. Yeah, but remember, here we know he died. That's going to be the difference. Here we know he died. Relax. Relax. Here he died, but that's his point. We're learning. So the Maramin says it's a tzustel, and you go boso cheskos chai. And you go to chumra. And now here's another manifestation of going that you don't see sofik drabon in the kula when you have a chazaka. So here the cheskos chai say it happened at the last possible time that you're able to say it happened, and therefore, and that would be toch to shloshim, and you would have to have a velus. Okay, the Havi Habridinim Shahokan Boso Chazoka, that you go Boso Chazoka de Meikara, even if it's Isra, even though we would say Hare Mesel Fonecha, right? Alken Yishloimer Hamed Amesel Cheskoso, Vahashtahu de Meis, meaning only now. It means the Chazoka de Meikara, not the Chazoka de Hashta. Adara, the Chazoka de Meikara, and only now. Well, it's not now, it means the last possible time that it's possibly died, but that's within 30. In other words, the realm of the suffix is within 30 days. So the chazaka pushes it to within the 30 days.
So why can't we use this exact same logic back when, you know, he woke up in the morning and the person next to him was dead and he comes to the tzuka?
Well, that's one of the problems. So there you would say it's a chumrah of tumah v'kachin. That's what the Shmaitza says. There the chazaka the hashtag used is only a chumrah of tumah because of tumah v'kachin. Again, this is going to be now the continuation. That's what he's going to continue discussing in this parak. How can Yeshloimer Hamein Amesal Cheskoso Vahashtu Hu Demes? Hamein Amesal Cheskoso, he means the Cheskos Chayim, right? Vahashtu Hu Demes, he only died now. V'lo Hechle Tapsak, he says, L'maisa, he wants to be Machmir, but L'maisa, he was not Machriya, V'yam Psak. Okay, that's the Maram Mintz. Ubechulus Marin Lev. These are early achronim. These are very early achronim. Pasak Lechiyuv. May hide the perikol aget. The Maram Mintz is raya from the case of the get. When yeah, b'chein pasuk morichomi. That's the Bach. The Taz was the son-in-law of the Bach. Okay. Lefian the Yestati loy nira kain. Woo. Mikoach rayas brurus kasher avoher. Oh, this is the Taz talking. I'm sorry, not the Shmaitza. I apologize. This is the Taz talking. Lefian the Yestati loy nira kain. Mikoach rayas brurus kasher aforish tiyat de Shmaya. In other words, the Taz is going to say, yes. Taz is going to say that he does not have to sit Shiva. We don't go Bosa Cheskos Chai, and he brings three rayas. Boom, boom, boom. Rishona, raya number one. Tamrina b'mishnah p'sochim. It's the fairish of Mishnah, her own name. V'amifakeach es hagal, he's uncovering someone that was buried beneath the rubble. Right? And he doesn't know. Sheikh did all of this on Pesach. Because he has a Cheskos Taira. Right? You don't assume he became Tomei when he was uncovering the rubble from a mace. So again, an Onain, you don't think he became Tomei to his mace, if he says he didn't touch the mace, right? And he'll be able to eat Kachem at night, so you could check the Pesach on him. You don't assume he's a Tomei mace. Maybe he wasn't careful in his Tsa'ar, he came a little too close to the mace, he was mile all over touching him, you don't say that. And Mefakech es Hagal also, Ulufika Chamira Behem Psul, Turim Ilazus Pesach Sheni. In other words, if he does ultimately become Tomei, I guess it means, and he shechted the Pesach and then he did become Tomei, keeping Bishazrika, he was Roy, so he doesn't have to bring a Pesach Sheni. It's not again if he became Tomei afterwards. If at the time of the Shechitas HaPesach, he was fine, he was taller. Chutz Menam Mefapeach Begal, says the Mishnah, because there's a whole bunch of cases there. So the Shmaita only brings down two cases, so it looks a little funny. This is the din, except for Mekech HaGal, but there's really a lot of cases there, similar type cases. So in all of them, this is the din, except for Mekech HaGal, where you're afraid that he was Tomei the whole time. No, that's what we're afraid, that he was Mahil over the mace. They shechted the Pesach, and then it turned out there was a mace under the rubble, so we're afraid he became Tomei. And we're afraid he was Tomei at the time they shechted the Pesach. Because of what Tosis says to Kasha, why? Why don't you say also, maybe he was Chai at the time they shechted the Pesach. You don't know when the guy under the rubble died. You don't know when he died. It's not like he was dead, that there was an avalanche, but there was an avalanche, and now you find him dead. You're digging through the rubble for a survivor. And this guy's dead. You shechted the Pesach before he uncovered all the rubble. So Tosfos asks Akasha, why does the Mishnah say you have to assume he was coming at the time of the Shechita? Why don't you go Basa Chazaka and say he was Chai at the time they shechted the Pesach? To be continued, a bit of Shem Sunday night.